Chapter 54. Anyone can say they're a knight. We left the statues behind us and continued traveling. At last, we reached the top of the Mountain of White Fury. We searched for the diamond door that would lead us to the kingdom of the fairies. There was so much snow, it was hard to see. Plus, with every pause step, I sank further down into the powdery drifts. It was then I noticed another set of paw prints. Well, they weren't exactly paw prints. They were more like a giant set of footprints. Are you sure that no one lives in this kingdom? I asked the frog. Before he could answer me, everything went fuzzy. A strong gust of wind sent my glasses flying. I was as blind as my grouchy grandma, one whisker before her cataract surgery. I began to feel around in the snow for my glasses. All of a sudden, I touched something soft and hairy. I gulped. Something told me it wasn't a cute snow bunny. Just then, I found my glasses. I put them on and nearly fainted. I was holding on to the red beard of a giant. I let go and tumbled back into the snowdrift. Maybe if I play dead, the giant will go away, I thought. At that moment, a giant shoe stepped on me. Help! I squeaked. I'm not dead. It was just an act. The shoe moved. Sorry, a loud but kind voice said. I didn't see you. The giant picked me up by my tail and dangled me in the air. Two blue eyes stared at me curiously. Who are you? The giant asked. Scribblehopper spoke up. Can't you see? He's a knight in a shining armor, of course. He's come to save the queen of the fairies, he croaked. My whiskers curled up in frustration. For the last time, Scribblehopper, I am not a knight, I cried. My name is Tilton, Geronimo Tilton. The giant thought this over. Anyone can say they're a knight, he said. How many tournaments have you won? How many damsels in distress have you saved? And where's your suit of shining armor? I tried to explain that I wasn't a knight. I just wanted to help the queen of the fairies. Save the queen. Yes, that's something a knight would do, he muttered. Meanwhile, King Factual and Queen Cozy introduced themselves and asked the giants to join us on a journey. The giant scratched his head. Anyone can say they're going on a journey. Where are you going? How long will it take? Are you bringing a bathrobe and a pair of slippers? He asked. As they were talking, Trig discovered a hot thermal spring. I'm going for a swim, the pixie announced. The giant chewed his lip. Anyone can say they're going for a swim. You have a bathing suit. Are you going to dive in or jump in? Will you do the backstroke or tread water? He asked. Princess Catherine rolled her eyes. Okay, this is like sizzling my brain cells. I'm going to take a snooze, she grumbled. The giant knit his eyebrows. Anyone can say they're taking a snooze. Did you bring a pillow? Do you need a blanket? How about an alarm clock? He asked. I closed my eyes. I couldn't take it anymore. I felt like we were all caught up in a never-ending game of giant jeopardy. Fortunately, at that very moment, Queen Cozy decided to make lunch.